Let's start. This is dictating on Patricia Tacy. Tacy is T-A-C-E-Y. T as in Thomas. T-A-C-E-Y. C as in cat. Tacy Patricia. P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 10/18/48. Date of visit is 7/19/24. Please make a copy for Patricia Fredette, M.D. That is F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. Fredette Patricia. Date of counsel was 7/19. Next paragraph. Dear Patricia, thank you for sending Patricia Tacy for my evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and nasal allergies. For over 3 months. Next paragraph. History of the tellers. This is a 75-year-old lady who has had a persistent cough since over 3 months. Had a respiratory illness initially, and subsequently developed a cough with little sputum production, but denied any fevers or chills, night sweats, or chest pains. The patient experienced some wheezing and sore throat, and was placed on Wixela 100 by 50 micrograms, one puff twice a day, and her cough has subsided significantly. She still has some chest tightness and has weakness, but denies night sweats, fevers. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. The chest X-ray done on 6/10/24 shows no acute cardiopulmonary disease. Period. Labs were unremarkable, and the hemoglobin was 14.2, and WBC 10.6. Next, next paragraph. Pass history. The patient's past history includes a hysterectomy and history of compression fractures of L2 and history for hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. She has had depression and glaucoma. Surgery includes total hysterectomy and sulfingo-oophorectomy and appendectomy, as well as cholecystectomy. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies history of smoking and no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies are listed, but she has environmental allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had a history of COPD. Mother died of a stroke. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts and glaucoma. She has no hoarseness or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency dysuria, and she has asthmatic symptoms and wheezing. Denies nausea, vomiting, or heartburn. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg edema. No depression. She does have some depression. No easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures. but has numbness at the extremities. Next, medalist medalist Vixella, 100 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Diltiazem, 180 milligrams a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Synthroid, 50 micrograms daily. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluvema. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 124, saturation 98.7. HEA and anophthalmic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, nasal mucosa is edematous. Next up, no bruising of thyroid enlargement. No lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with sensory clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmuring, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflex in the one plus, no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions were noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic cough is reactive airways disease. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three is anxiety. Number three is depression. And anxiety. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the Vixella, 100 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. An albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. She will get a CBC IgE level and a total eosinophil count and a CT chest without contrast. PFT done recently shows only mild restriction. She will come in for a follow-up visit in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation.